Listen to a conversation between two students talking about their experience of moving out of the family home.
Hi, Paul. I haven't seen you in ages. How's uni going for you?
Hi, Tina. So good to see you again. Yeah, not bad, thanks. Are you still living at home with your parents?
No, my living arrangements have changed. I moved out earlier this year, and I'm renting my own place.
Good for you. What's it like?
Nothing fancy. With what I earn in my job as a shop assistant, I could only afford a very small place. It's very compact indeed.
You mean everything's in one room?
Exactly. It's a decent-sized, fully furnished room with a small kitchenette and an ensuite bathroom too, which is great as I wouldn't fancy having to share a bathroom.
Was it hard getting used to living on your own?
In some ways, yes. I suppose the trickiest thing's been having to do my own laundry, as my mum used to always take care of that. It's the only household chore that I can't stand. I'm fine with doing the other stuff, as I used to do my share of everything at home before I left. So, how's your place at uni?
Well, I'm in a hall of residence. I was thrilled to get a place there, but you can imagine what it's like sharing with loads of other students.
Do you enjoy it?
I wouldn't say I enjoy it, no. It's a necessity for the moment. The thought of having to share facilities didn't faze me at all, but what's really disappointing is that they're so childish.
How so, for example?
How so? Well, the downside is that you get people coming in at all hours, making loads of noise and waking everyone else up, which is really not on when you have to get up early to go to lectures.
That'd drive me mad. It's so selfish and inconsiderate, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things I was most looking forward to when I moved away from my parents' place was having some privacy. That's really important to me, but with two younger sisters at home and my older sister and her baby, I never had any. I was also looking forward to sleeping in at weekends. Guess what though? I haven't been able to get either of these things.
Poor you. So how are the facilities in your accommodation? Are they good at least?
Not too bad, I suppose. The showers are good and always nice and clean, but I really don't enjoy having to use the communal kitchen. It's always in a complete state. Some people are just so messy.
Oh well, look at it this way. It's a temporary thing. And maybe if you find a part-time job, you'll be able to move into a shared house, which might be better.
Maybe.
I'm glad I moved out and am independent now, but there are disadvantages, of course. And the main one for me is the lower standard of living I now have. Ordering takeaways has now become a luxury for me, but we used to do that about twice a week at home.
I hear you. I don't have any luxuries either. Not anymore.
We should go back home and visit our folks more often then.
Well, that's easy for you. You still live in the same town. I'm miles away at uni.
Oh yeah, of course you are. Sorry. I forgot.